The trumpets blew a triumphant note. A man appeared at the entrance. His elegant white robe hugged his tall, muscular frame, its intricate embroidery luminescing subtly with pale gold. His skin was the darkest shade of black, with a shocking blue undertone, as if someone had carved him out of onyx and dusted his cheekbones with sapphire powder. His hair, cut down to near stubble, was shaped with almost microscopic precision, and it shone with white, like swirls of the first frost on a window. His face was intelligent and long, his dark eyes bottomless, and when he strode into the room, there was no doubt that it and everything within it was his to command. Caldania froze again, her eyes wide.
His Supremacy, Cassandion Caret Magron. Littero Collivion, Disti Marbiento, Sovereign of the Seven Star Dominion, he who is immune to fate, the light of the morning sun.
Caldania's fingers on Gaston's forearm trembled. I had so wanted to spare her this, but she'd made it impossible. Cassandian reached Caldania. You could hear a pin drop.
My dear aunt, I haven't seen you since you murdered my father. It's been too long.
Caldania's face snapped into a mask.
Greetings, dear nephew. You look well. The throne agrees with you.
Cassandian nodded and ascended the 12 steps to his throne. Rezvan assumed his position by the throne and Miralit parked herself to the right of the staircase. Gaston gently steered Caldania to her seat. The sovereign sat upon his throne. The glowing symbols of the Dominion above him pulsed with golden light and then settled back into their light blue.
I trust everyone has rested? Good. Let us begin.